closer look at countrywide sales.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. As if mortgage lender Countrywide Financial didn't have enough trouble, the subprime crisis lopped half the value of Countrywide stock this year. And now the SEC is informally investigating stock sales by the company's CEO. Angelo Mozzillo gained $132 million in pre-arranged sales months before Countrywide shares plummeted. Stock market was whipsawed yesterday by record-high oil prices on one hand and good earnings on the other. After a 200-point swing, the Dow ended down 20 to 13,892. But the S&P picked up 2 points. The Nasdaq rallied 28. Overnight in Asia, stocks were up, another record high in Hong Kong. Chinese regulators may allow mainland stocks to be listed on the Hong Kong exchange. In Europe, weak energy and mining stocks are leading the markets there lower. Minerals like gold, silver, and copper taken from federal lands could soon get a lot more expensive. Today, lawmakers consider a proposal to change U.S. mining law for the first time in more than a century. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
When Ulysses S. Grant signed the 1872 Mining Act into law, it was aimed at giving pick-and-shovel miners access to public lands on the vast western frontier. Today, that law still gives them a free pass, but the iconic lone miner has long been replaced by multinational corporations. They extract billions of dollars of minerals from public lands royalty-free. Jane Danowitz is with the Pew Campaign for Responsible Mining.
The bottom line is modern mining needs a modern law.
Western lawmakers have thwarted past attempts to change the law, but Danowitz says this time around it's different.
This is a new West where protecting public lands is the major driver of local economic interests rather than extracting metals from them.
But the metal industry says mining still plays a vital role in the Western economy. It plans to spend about $20 million defending the industry through advertising and lobbying. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
There's a ticking time bomb in the mortgage market. Initial teaser rates on about 2 million subprime loans will expire over the next 18 months. That means homeowners will see a big jump in their mortgage payments. There's been a rush to find new loans with better terms. From WCPN in Cleveland, Mari Saito reports not all homeowners are getting one.
Betty Bohannon had no intention of buying a house, but in 2004, she got a deal too good to pass up. Her landlord offered to sell her the home she'd been renting, and a loan officer gave her an adjustable-rate mortgage with low initial rates. The officer told her she'd be able to refinance soon.
When I signed the papers, he sit there and he promised. And I'm believing him, not, you know, just naive.
Now three lenders have turned her down for a refinance, and her payments have climbed $300 a month. Like thousands of other homeowners, she's finding that she doesn't qualify or can't afford to refinance. So she's asking her lender to change the written terms of her loan.
On your request for a modification, we just got that assigned to a negotiator today.
So what does that mean?
Bohannon sits in front of a speakerphone, one of several homeowners on a call with Countrywide Financial. Countrywide services her loan.
Won't have an update status until they start drawing the documents on it.
Oh, I just don't know what to say. It just seems like I'm getting a runaround here.
Mark Seifert with the nonprofit housing agency ESOP organized the call. He says these days, lenders are now more willing to change loan terms, but he's had little luck with Countrywide, the nation's largest mortgage lender.
We get nothing out of these phone calls, except they get to say, oh, we're talking to ESOP on a regular basis. Well, talking and producing are two different things.
Countrywide declined to comment. In a recent press release, Countrywide says it will modify 25,000 loans this year. That's not very many against the 9 million loans it services. Moody's Investors Service says that loan servicers have modified only 1% of subprime loans that reset in January, April, and July. That means homeowners like Bohannon might decide it's easier to just let their loan go bad.
So I just made up my mind. If they don't change it, I'll find me a place to stay, and then they can have that house.
In Cleveland, I'm Mari Saito for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. morethriveq.com. By Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Today is the opening of the Rome Film Festival. In the lineup is the world premiere of Francis Ford Coppola's Youth Without Youth. It's his first film in a decade. Let's bring in our correspondent in Rome, Megan Williams. Megan, it's only been a month since the Venice Film Festival. Is there a rivalry among these two?
You know, as it's turned out, it really hasn't eaten into the Venice Festival in any way, certainly in terms of profits or in terms of prestige. I mean, the Venice Festival is the oldest festival in the world, and it's very glamorous and has a big Hollywood lineup. The Rome Festival has that Hollywood aspect of it as well, but it's a much more grassroots kind of festival.
Now, the Rome Festival was created last year. I guess the city's mayor, Walter Vetroni, was really at the helm of this effort. What is he trying to accomplish in this?
What he's trying to do is really in line with what he's trying to do for Rome, which is to modernize the city. I mean, it's a city that has been kind of dragged down by all of its historical monuments, which of course are a huge attraction to tourists. But for people who live here, it's kind of felt like a dead city in many ways for a long time. And so Veltroni has come in and he's infused the city with contemporary culture for the first time in, you know, decades.
How is it impacting the economy?
Well, I mean, interestingly enough, Rome is one of the only major cities in Italy where the economy is on the move. It's growing. It's not suffering from inflation, and the rest of Italy has negative growth.
That's correspondent Megan Williams in Rome. Megan, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Doug.
In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.